Clinic.
Talk Live, you can bring up anything toll-free here at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. As we launch here into the third hour of the live Saturday edition of the program, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And we've been talking about immigration and then revolution and whether or not it should be violent. You're welcome to comment on any of those issues. Or bring up what's on your mind as we go to the phones and the fun to start things out here. Dave, listening in California, KGOE in Eureka. Hey, Dave.
Well, gentlemen, I would certainly agree with you that the war, violence, is no kind of an answer for civilized people. I want to share that I am and have been for a number of years active with the Vets for Peace. And every Friday, 5 o'clock, we're standing a vigil in cities all across this country trying to say, get out of the wars. But I want to share, incidentally, we often get approached by people saying, I'd love to stand with you guys, but I didn't serve in the war. I wasn't a vet. More than welcome. If you had the good sense to stay out of it, great. Yes, stand with us. But we've all come to the conclusion that wars for this country are no longer for any noble purpose. It's all about big bucks for Lockheed Martin and Boeing and Halliburton, and that makes our wars not just not noble, they're damn evil.
Hold on, Dave. I agree with you, but if you go all the way back to World War One, there were Stanley Butler? What was his name?
Smedley Butler. As it is.
You know, he said the same exact thing, and that was 100 years ago almost.
Yeah. You know, it may have been that somewhere with Roosevelt and Truman, World War II, there was some legitimate threat to the world from an evil force. But, getting into Vietnam. Why were we in Vietnam? Why were we in Iraq?
Essentially a false flag attack, as I understand it. The Gulf of Tonkin event was basically staged. And they lied about that as an excuse to get into war. And they also basically set up the Pearl Harbor event. They essentially created the circumstances that they knew would likely evoke the Japanese military into acting against them. So I think that that was also a setup as well.
I believe that very likely was the case. But it might have been somewhere in the back of Roosevelt Churchill's head was, we have to fight this war if we allow Hitler to go rampant, it's going to be a much worse world. I don't know.
Hitler could not extend himself too far. I mean, he was probably about to get crushed anyway by the Russians because he only had so much. You know, he had so many troops, and Russia's a big place, and it's cold.
Yeah, it is hard to imagine a country the size of Texas taking over the world. But I think that the circumstances of World War II, while World War II is the most righteous war in recent history, the circumstances were set up by World War One, which was foreign intervention by the United States.
Woodrow Wilson promised to not get us into war.
If it hadn't have occurred, there wouldn't have been, Hitler would have never gotten power because there would have been no Treaty of Versailles.
Thank you so much, guys. I encourage people, get involved with the Vets for Peace. Get involved in any peace movement. Do what we can to try to tell our country this is wrong.
Dave, thanks. I'm glad you actually called in tonight, and thank you for the call.
Thanks for standing for peace.
Yeah, because he brought up Veterans for Peace, and I just so happen to have a news story about Veterans for Peace. It was earlier this week that there were veterans who were arrested in New York City. The story is from TheBlaze.com, where police have reportedly arrested several anti-war veterans and other protesters at the Vietnam War Memorial in New York City on Monday night, after they refused to leave the site after the 10 p.m. curfew time.
It's okay to arrest the anti-war vets. Just not the pro-war vets.
Some of the individuals arrested were reportedly Vietnam veterans, though it was unclear how many arrests were made. Veterans for Peace and other anti-war protesters gathered at the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Plaza in New York City on Monday night to mark the 12th anniversary of the invasion and occupation of Afghanistan and honor the fallen until morning. So it was going to be a night-long vigil. The Park Service reportedly rejected the group's permit application to hold their demonstration at the site, but they proceeded anyway, as good a heroic civil disobedience should. In fact, I would argue they should not have even begged for permission in the first place, because that gave the police the heads up that they were interested in doing this event. They should have just shown up and done it. The New York police reportedly issued several verbal warnings instructing the veterans and other demonstrators to leave the site or they would be arrested. A spokesman with the NYPD would not comment to the blaze. They then include a couple of photographs, one of which was taken by Luke Rudkowski from We Are Change.
Now, this was these were veterans at a veterans memorial.
Correct.
Right?
That's
and,
right.
You know,
bunch of old guys. Your grandfather could have been in this group.
Right. But we're told all along is that they fought for the right for people to speak. You know, because we're always told here, you know, you hate veterans. So, no, I don't hate veterans. And you wouldn't be able to talk about what you talk about unless it was a veteran who was fighting for it. Well, I've got to say that if the very least that a veteran might have fought for would be the ability to speak freely at a veterans memorial.
Not if it's after 10 o'clock, buddy.
Right. And, you know, the funny thing is a lot of these cops are probably veterans themselves.
Many
now,
of them,
I don't think that anybody being a veteran gives them any kind of more social gravity or that they're what they have to say any more importance than what
it
a person...
It does make it more ironic, though.
It does. Well, at a veterans memorial.
Yeah.
A veteran at a veterans memorial.
Just the police arresting a veteran for protesting, period. But yes, bringing it to a veterans memorial makes it even more ironic because, you know, the statement is they fought for freedom, but yet, oh, if it's after 10 o'clock at night, you can have your freedom. Just show up tomorrow morning at 8. You can continue your freedoms then.
That's about right.
So a little bit more of the story here. In a Ustream video from WeAreChange.org, it appears to show the incident as it unfolded. Demonstrators can be heard reading the names of dead soldiers and singing chants of "Whose side are you on?" There was also at least one person wearing a Guy Fawkes mask, a regular sight at previous Occupy Wall Street protests. After multiple warnings, police move in to make arrests. Veterans for Peace held similar demonstration at the same memorial last year, October 7th. 17 people, including 11 Vietnam veterans, were reportedly arrested on that occasion for assembling at the site past the 10 p.m. curfew. The group claimed their First Amendment rights overrules the memorial's curfew. And in fact, we had a case very similar to that here.
And the question, and I would say that that's true. We're talking about the highest law in the land, the Constitution, its Bill of Rights. You're talking about a city ordinance here. How can a city ordinance trump the highest law in the land?
They did it in the Occupy New Hampshire case, Mark.
It happens all the time. These governments believe that their ordinances are far more important than their constitutions because they don't believe in their constitutions.
So do the juries, Mark. In the case of the Occupy New Hampshire case, it was a jury trial. And despite the fact that the ACLU's head attorney in New Hampshire was defending the occupiers. By the way, what happened was they were, you know, it was Occupy New Hampshire, and they were in Veterans Park in Manchester, and they were there past the curfew, just like these veterans were in New York City. They were arrested after being told to leave the park. They weren't being loud. They weren't destroying the park. They were there after an arbitrary time. The city council decided, there shall be no one allowed in city parks after 11 p.m., And the jury went along with the city. The jury, even though they were told about the Constitution, they were shown, you know, the right to assemble, they were given all this information, they were even told about jury nullification, you know, which is their right to judge, you know, a bad law and find somebody not guilty even if they did break a law because they think the law is bad. They were told about all these things. But ultimately, the jury decided to find them guilty unanimously, and we did manage to get an interview with one of the jurors after the fact, and, you know, she made excuses for it, basically saying that, well, you know, we need rules.
You have rules. The rule is that people can peaceably assemble.
Well,
but if you don't let people, the problem is you can't have an adversarial interview with a person you just got from a jury to talk to you because jurors generally won't talk to people. It's hard enough to get the interview at all, so you can't have an adversarial interview. But the fact is we do have rules in this country, and the rules are the Bill of Rights, and those rules say you can peaceably assemble, and that any city ordinance that counteracts that rule is null and void. But the people, the prosecutors will say, my God, if we don't have these rules in the park, then people will build buildings there, and they'll do whatever they want in city parks. If I can't have one rule, you can't have any.
Yeah, they really did make the argument that if people were allowed to be in the parks after 11 o'clock at night, that it would be total chaos. That's really their argument. That was their argument. Apparently, it convinced the jury. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's why we need to get people who care about freedom all together in the same place, because there just aren't enough of us. We're coming up. It's Free Talk Live. You can take control.
Ben Swan here. We are winning. Alternative media is challenging and beating mainstream media, and it's imperative for the Liberty Movement to continue this momentum. However, independent media cannot win without the support of sponsors and advertisers like Diamond Gusset Jeans. For over 26 years, Diamond Gusset has been owned by patriots with products designed for patriots. When I put on a pair of Diamond Gusset jeans, I enjoy the quality, comfort, durability, and style. Most importantly, my wife really likes them as well. From the cotton to the last stitch, Diamond Gusset bucks the industry standard by producing a 100% all-American product. Another reason for my endorsement. So Ben Swan is asking you to go visit DiamondLiberty.com right now. With promo code BEN, you will receive a 20% off discount on a pair of male or female Diamond Gusset jeans. Remember, DiamondLiberty.com, and you are directly supporting the growth of independent media.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorney. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control toll free here at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. That's 855-450-3733, and you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features that we share with you. And if you like the fact that all the features are free on the website, then you could throw something in the Bitcoin tip jar if you wanted. You could go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com and toss something in, but you've got to have Bitcoin in order to do that. In order to have Bitcoin, you have to get a Bitcoin wallet. Well, you can get your very own Bitcoin wallet for free by going to blockchain.info. Get your free Bitcoin wallet there. It allows you to hook it up on your Android or iPhone, and you can, of course, use their website as well to send and receive Bitcoins to anybody anywhere in the world for next to nothing. I mean, there's no fees with Bitcoin. I think blockchain might take a small fee on some transactions. Like, for instance, I did try to send a 0.00001 Bitcoin transaction to the FBI's stolen wallet when they stole the money from the Silk Road last week. I did send them a message through blockchain because you can attach a little message with blockchain. When you send something on the Bitcoin network with blockchain.info, you can go into extra options and attach a text message to it. So I wanted to send the FBI a message letting them know I did not appreciate them raiding the Silk Road. And there was a like a 0.00005.
There's a negligible fee if you use the blockchain wallet. It's a negligible fee. It's like less than a penny.
Right. So blockchain.info is a great site. The tools are fantastic. And you should check it out. Get your first Bitcoin wallet. The wallet itself is free. Blockchain.info. Let's continue here. And we've been talking about these veterans that were arrested this year and last year at the Vietnam War Memorial in New York City. They were there, and they intended to stay there all night in memory of the the lives that had been senselessly lost in various different U.S. wars over the years. And of course, the Park Service decided that they weren't going to stand for that, and they're not going to allow these men who ostensibly fought for freedom, or at least that's what they were told, to have the freedom to stay in a park after 10 o'clock at night and read some names. I mean, it's not like these veterans were causing some sort of raucous protest that,
it's a memorial.
Yeah.
They're memorializing.
Right. I mean, the only noise that was being made was they were reading names of the dead. So there's just no reason for them to be harassed like this except for just mindless bureaucratic enforcement of stupid rules written by bureaucrats. And that's literally all that this was. And I don't know. These guys were pretty heroic. I mean, they were chained to one another with zip ties. They laid down on the ground. And, they made it as difficult as they could. They didn't have those fancy tube things that I was telling you about earlier, the activists that chained themselves to the bus and the courthouse in Tucson, Arizona, which we started the show with. They had these crazy, like, hard tubes. I don't know what they're made out of, but they put their hands in these tubes.
I think
tubes.
It's I can't remember what it is. The heavy PVC.
Yeah, it looked like it could have been PVC, yeah. So, but it seemed like it was wrapped with something as well. Anyway, they did not have those in New York City. They just basically had tied themselves together with zip ties just to make it a little bit more difficult for the cops to get at them. And there's, pictures of these old guys sitting in the back of a paddy wagon. I mean, these guys who are probably in their 70s. And it's just amazing to watch people like that stand up for people's rights and stand up for freedom, or at least stand up for their beliefs. If we had more people like that, I think that more change could happen.
It's always interesting to me the way that people come down as far as protests go. You read last week an article about how people simply don't like activists. And there are
some people.
Generally, that people generally don't like activists, and it's that they don't want to be outside of the group, whatever it is.
I think they don't want to be challenged. They don't like, that they don't like having to come across challenging ideas.
I think that might be true too, but that's because they want to stay inside the group. They want to be firmly inside the group. They don't want to be questioned. Their membership of the group to be questioned.
The
or
group being what? Society.
Whatever it is, society. Okay. Whatever group it is in which they call themselves, because society doesn't really exist. It's a bunch of different groups kind of getting along together, and people have different groups themselves. But it's interesting. So if these were veterans, just your regular veterans that were trying to get into the World War II Memorial in Washington, D.C., did you hear the outrage among the Republicans regarding, veterans trying to get into the World War II Memorial during the government shutdown?
Right. They were threatened with arrest, apparently.
Right. And I bet you the same Republicans generally are not caterwauling about these veterans for peace wanting to stand and read, an individual read overnight the names of the fallen and that kind of thing.
Some veterans are more equal than others.
Right. And, even the Veterans for Peace, I feel, look, I like these guys. I'm not saying I don't. But I feel that when they read the names of the fallen, what they're doing is they're giving gravity to one side of the war. They're not giving gravity to the other, because we'll never know the names of the innocents that have been caught in the middle. We'll never know the names of people who fought on the other side. And I don't know what the reasons are that people are fighting on the other side in whatever conflicts they're fighting on, because I get spoon-fed the bullcrap just like everybody else does, and I tend not to believe it. Also, you need to understand that people who are fighting on the other side are being spoon-fed bullcrap, too. So they may be fighting for an entirely different reason. People will tell us on this show that their veterans fought for freedom. They fought for peace. They fought for people's rights. And we can see here...
Well, who wouldn't want to think that?
We can see here that this is not the case.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the case. If they fought for freedom and they fought for rights, we would have our rights secured and we'll have more freedom.
And at the very least, those veterans should have been able to stand through the night and read those names.
And so therefore, I think we should stop using this terminology that veterans fight for freedom and veterans fight for rights.
They didn't.
Because
never. They fought for politicians.
They fought for politicians and their whims. Sometimes those politicians have played lip service to rights and freedom and all that stuff.
Well, you've got to if you want people to get behind killing people.
But generally, you've got to take a look at human history and recent history here in the United States. Tell me where these veterans have fought for freedom. I don't think they have.
Mm-mm. So if they did fight for freedom, they failed because we don't have freedom.
And they're using the same rhetoric on the other side. So signing up to be a pawn for money doesn't make – it's not laudable. It's not laudable for this side. It's not laudable for the other side.
It just makes you a dupe in that case. Let's continue with Larry listening in New York to WAUB in Auburn. Hey, Larry.
Hey, I appreciate you folks letting people know that I'm 61 years old, and the Vietnam War was first of all, we weren't allowed to call it a war. You know, that's just how big the ocean of lies it was all about. But today we have maybe four, maybe five people total in both the Senate and the Congress who vote against $880 billion for the so-called National Defense Appropriations Act, which is nothing but just force-feeding these criminals who just keep constantly increasing the cost of a weapon. So your $8 billion submarines are now costing $15 and $20 billion. And the only squeak that you hear, because we don't need any of them, they were designed to fight the Soviet Union in a nuclear war, with like 44 missiles with, 14 warheads each, I mean, there's no way we need any of them.
That's
but the
a
bottom
great
line
point.
The bottom line is that not only are we throwing money away on the so-called Defense Appropriations Act, which is a lie, it's nothing but, Pentagon.
Larry, hold your thought, man. I want you to give us the bottom line, but I want to make sure you have the time to get it out. So stand by. We're going to bring you back here. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control here. It's Free Talk Live.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pillow, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pillow. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Turn your food waste into fertilizer. That's right. Turn your food waste into fertilizer with the Bokashi Kits from Terraganics.com. Stop breaking your back turning those big piles of food waste and stop attracting a bunch of unwanted pests and flies. Recycle your leftover vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, bread, pizza crusts, and more with no foul smells, heavy lifting, or turning. It's easy. Finally, a way to recycle all of your food waste safely and effectively. Bokashi Kits turn food waste into fertilizer in as fast as 2 weeks, so it takes less time to create nutrient-rich humus for your garden or crops. No turning and no obnoxious odors. Recycle all your food wastes. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. See the Bokashi system and order your Bokashi Kit online at Terraganics.com. Spelled Terraganix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition of the show. We, of course, will take your calls about whatever you want. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I'm talking about Vietnam veterans arrested at a Vietnam War memorial. Why? They stayed a little too late. In fact, they wanted to stay all night and read some, names of some dead soldiers in memorial, a memoriam, I guess. And the park police decided they were just going to go ahead and put those folks in handcuffs, take them away in the paddy wagon. And that's what they did. So, because the idea that you have a right to assemble as enshrined, supposedly, in the First Amendment, it's just nonsense. And there's all kinds of evidence that there's no right to assemble on public property. They will tell you when you can assemble. They will tell you how. They will tell you in what manner you may assemble. And if you don't do it, they're going to put you in a cage. And that's what they did to these gentlemen. We're talking to another gentleman who was around during that time frame, the Vietnam War. Larry is with us. We're going to continue with his call here. Larry, you're back on with us in Auburn. I know you were trying to get to a point, and I wanted to make sure you had a chance to get your thoughts out. So go ahead. And you were in the Vietnam War, is that right?
No, I was at Miramar. I sent guys to Vietnam, and nine of them didn't come back. My brother was there. He's got one leg left from Agent Orange tumor amputation. Gosh. So, and we're the lucky ones, you're talking, we have 300,000 dead Vietnam veterans, okay? Not just 55,000 who died there. You know, we've got guys who come home, suicide, drug overdose, murder in the cities. You're talking like 40,000 black soldiers, and over half the combat veterans in Vietnam were black, only 20. Only 20% of America is black, okay? So, obviously, they were put on the front line.
I wonder why.
Well, no, we know why.
It's a deep issue, right?
but still, we have got maybe 6 or 7 people who will honestly say anything to stop this madness, this $18 trillion madness. We have borrowed $6 trillion from the Chinese, and they've built 6 aircraft carriers with the money we're borrowing from them and the interest payments we're paying to them. But no one is talking about stopping any of that, and only a handful will even say, oh, we got to stop the cost overruns. We have to stop building more submarines, and we have got to elect Congress people. You know, you got to run for Congress. I run for Congress. If you're 25, you can run for Congress. You know, if you're 30, you can run for the U.S. Senate. And if we don't put different people in there who will say no to this absolute insane borrowing $1 trillion a year.
I get where you're coming from, Larry. We're kind of losing your cell phone. I do appreciate hearing from you tonight. I totally get where you're coming from. And the people in Congress, they're bad, bad men and women, and they support the military-industrial complex. They support funneling billions of dollars of your taxpayer dollars into the this military-industrial machine that just continues to crank out equipment and crank out bombs and guns and then blow as much of that ordnance up as they possibly can so they can build some more of it. It's just an unending process. Wasn't it Lyndon Johnson who warned against the which president was it that warned against the military industrial
complex? Dwight D. Eisenhower.
Eisenhower, thank you. And he was right. There's so much evidence out there of what's actually happening, but of course the people in Congress don't care. They're the ones getting the donations from those very same organizations, those very same companies. So of course they're not going to do anything about it. And would you really be able to run for Congress successfully? I mean, I get the intention, and I appreciate it. But come on. Look what happened with the Ron Paul guys. Ron Paul, very anti-war. They tried to get him through the congressional process or whatever. Not him, but the Ron Paul supporters tried to run for office. And they were cut off at every possible turn. They tried to support Ron Paul and get him through the primary. They were cut off at every possible turn. You know, you try to go to the conventions? Republican Party has these things where they nominate people or whatever, and there's certain rules that have to be followed. Well, guess what? They didn't even follow their rules. They went to these things. They shut off the microphones of the people who were trying to speak out for freedom and support Ron Paul. And he had a huge, huge amount of people behind him. Far more people were behind Ron Paul than would likely get behind you or me if we were to run for Congress. And he didn't even have a shot because they were willing to break their own rules or change the rules at the last minute or literally, you know, shut people out from their convention just because they didn't like what they had to say. So I'm sorry. I'm a little skeptical that running for Congress is going to change anything at all about, look, I think if you've got a limited amount of time, we all have a very limited amount of time. We all have to, you know, have to work. We have to take care of things that are important to us, families, obligations, things like that. That's why most people can't run for political office. It's a lot of work to run for political office and do it successfully. And of course, once you get elected, you sure can't do much of anything else with your life at that point, because you're always in these awful, awful bureaucratic meetings and things like that. So it's untenable. For the average person who might agree with us on this, it's untenable for them to run for these political offices. But even if they did have the time, even if they, you know, if you're retired and you do have the time to do this kind of thing and you do love liberty, then you probably don't have the funding. You probably don't have the backing. And even if you do have the backing, as Ron Paul did, and funding, because Ron Paul had millions of dollars in donations, you still can't make it through. I mean, this is a fool's errand. So what is the right answer? Well, I think secession is if you want to talk about something that's more tenable than running for Congress successfully, secession. Get people together who believe in freedom in the same place and say, goodbye, federal government. We don't want you. We don't want your money. We don't want your federal greenbacks. We don't want your benefit programs. We don't want you taking any more money from us. We're just going to walk away from this. You can have your military and, you know, your adventurism and all the welfare programs and all the stuff that you have. We're just going to opt out. See you later. I think that would be the most effective way to put a stop to this. Because I don't think you can get elected to D.C. if you care about freedom.
Well, I think that you should ignore criminals as best you can. These people are criminals. They're not going to let you, you know, secede if they can avoid it. You know, they're not going to secede if they can avoid it.
If you've got enough people, they can't do anything about it.
The federal government is going, you're right, if you have enough people, if your plan result is, you know, it talks about if you have enough people, usually your plan isn't going to work because the fact is it's hard to get people to do things.
That's right.
They just want a better life for themselves. My recommendation is have the best life you can, get the most freedom you can. Talk to people about the ideas of rights and freedoms, because I don't think that you're going to ask the federal government to be let go. And
no, you don't ask. You just do it.
Nor do I think that you're going to get your state politicians to give up that delicious Washington money that they send back.
We do it in New Hampshire. They refused the seatbelt money.
In a couple of locations, that's
good. So that could be
expanded.
I'd
like to point out before we go that there is only one in-service aircraft carrier in China.
We're not going anywhere, Mark. We're going to the phones because we're here, and we'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind. Let's go to Ryan, listening in Iowa. You're on Free Talk Live. Ryan.
Hi, guys.
Hey, go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I'm afraid I just got off work, so I hadn't been able to listen to the show thus far, but I heard about that thing with the Vietnam veterans, and that's very sad. I feel bad for those guys. Mm. It's funny that even amongst those who purport to support the troops the most, that something like that what happened to those guys. But what I actually wanted to talk about was cash into coins, because I had an excellent experience tonight.
Cash into coins.
Yeah, cash into coins is one of our advertisers. They are a great way to get bitcoins. It's hard for the average individual to get bitcoins, and cash into coins makes it easy. Go ahead.
Well, yes, it had been hard for me to get bitcoin up until this point, but actually I use my local credit union. I work at a cell phone kiosk, and my credit union is right across the way from me. And it was very easy. I used my phone and walked over there, talked to the cute girls that work over at the credit union over there.
Good for you.
Got my Bitcoin in under an hour.
We do not promise cute girls.
Did you get to talk to the Bitcoins about, or excuse me, the cute girls about Bitcoins?
I did. They asked me what it was, and I explained it to them. And some of them were very interested. They're very statist, but... you know, I'm working on them.
Excellent. So you went to cashintocoins.com. You got some deposit information for shared banking credit unions. And you can also do it at Bank of America and Wells Fargo. You go there, you deposit into an account, you send the receipt with an ID number to cashintocoins.com, and then within minutes you get the
Bitcoin. How long did it take?
Bitcoins.
It was within an hour. I'm not sure because I was working, but okay. Yeah,
fantastic.
It was within an hour.
Fantastic. I'm glad it worked out for you. Again, cashintocoins.com. Thanks, Ryan, for your story tonight. More coming up. You can take control in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are next.
We all know how useful Bitcoins are, but how can you cash out Bitcoins quickly to pay rent or other cash expenses? MoneyPack Trader will sell you a money pack in minutes using the private and fully encrypted messenger program TorChat. You'll need a MoneyPack loadable debit card to deposit MoneyPacks onto, but don't worry. Dozens of debit cards are available free on the internet, and you may already have one from the nearly 50 prepaid debit card companies that allow MoneyPack loading. These debit cards are great because the funds can be withdrawn instantly at your local ATM and then spent anywhere cash is accepted. Cashing out Bitcoins really is that easy, and MoneyPackTrader.com pays the highest rates for your Bitcoins. Visit MoneyPackTrader.com today to learn what they can offer you for buying and selling Bitcoins with enhanced privacy that no other exchange offers. That's MoneyPackTrader.com.
Beep. This is an emergency. Essentials sale. This month only at Emergency Essentials, get 41% off freeze-dried chicken with a 25-year shelf life for only $24.99 while supplies last. During our October sale, 55-gallon water barrels are only $72.99. Our 12-can baking combo, valued at over $160, is now only $109.99. That's 32% off. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's INFIDEL BodyArmor.com. The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network, two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event, absolutely free, October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figured I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition of the program. We're here to take your calls, even in these remaining moments, enough time for you if you call right now at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it is Ian.
And Mark.
Mark will be joining you tomorrow for the live Sunday edition. What's that? You don't get the live Sunday edition on your local talk radio station? Well, you could remedy that situation by calling your local talk program director. Call him during the week, because he's probably not there this weekend. But call during the week, during business hours, ask to talk to the program director. First of all, tell him or her thank you for airing Free Talk Live on the station, however much you're already getting it. And then ask for more, because we are available 7 nights a week live from 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time. And it would be great to have more stations take more of the show. We've got over 126 stations. Some of them take all 7 nights, but by far it's not all. Like, it's, you know, it's a pretty big commitment to take 7 nights a week of Free Talk Live. And we appreciate as many hours as any station will give us. But if you want more hours on your local station, just ask real nice, like, and, you know, you never know what'll happen when you ask nicely for things that you want. So our number again is 855-450-FREE. And of course, if you don't get all 21 hours per week of Free Talk Live on your local station, you can certainly get them on our website at freetalklive.com. So go there. Download as many archives as you like, listen to the live streams, and get interactive in a variety of different ways. If you like this program and you like what we're doing, you can also directly contribute to our efforts towards bringing more radio stations on board. And I don't know, Mark, I think we should probably talk about it more Monday night when Daryl is here with us, but we're going to have a pretty exciting adjustment to the AMP program to announce coming up. You want to do that Monday night?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Daryl will actually be in the studio. Our co-host, Daryl, will tell you more about how we want to get him more involved in helping bring more stations on and how you can help with that. One of the ways you can help us big time, though, is to go to amp.freetalklive.com, and you can get behind the show for $5 a month. We will take that in, invest it into the show. We just got back from Los Angeles at a talk radio convention. We're able to attend that convention every year because of the Free Talk Live amplifiers. And hopefully some good stuff is going to be coming out of attending that convention this year. Can't really talk about that at the moment. Let's go back to the phones. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com if you want to help us out a lot. That's amp.freetalklive.com. It's $5 a month for you and makes a big difference for us. Ladies first, we go to the phone. Sharon on the line in Charleston, South Carolina, listening to WSC-FM. Hello, Sharon.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
Look, I was listening to you. You have to excuse me. I'm losing my voice. I'll try my best.
Dear.
You're talking about veterans and stuff, and it came to me. This is one I've wondered this for a long time, and you just brought it to my mind. I'm wondering, what was it that John Kerry did to get him the Purple Heart or whatever he got? What was it that he did? What act of bravery or whatever did he do to get it?
Didn't he have three different situations? Didn't he have three Purple Hearts?
His three, really?
I thought he did. You're asking me to remember back to election 8 years ago or something like that, but that's what I recall.
Were any of them for, like, being in battle, actual battle, or something like that?
As I recall from the election, they were downplayed as not being particularly, it's not like he lost a limb or anything.
I really don't care what John Kerry did in the war.
She has some questions.
I'm interested, and I have a reason why I'm interested. I'm going to get to that. Because if he was in battle, did he even go over to Vietnam at all?
As I understand, he did, yeah.
Okay, so he was there. So he must have seen things that were going on there, right?
Yeah.
For how many years?
What's that?
I have no idea.
I'm sorry, I'm not a John Kerry expert. I don't know.
I pay about zero attention to politicians and their exploits.
Well, anyway, he must have been over there for a year at least.
Yeah, you think.
Probably, okay.
Now, what I'm wondering is, in that year's time that he was there, and he must have seen something, he couldn't figure out that when someone straps a bomb to their body and walks over to the enemy, as many as they can find, in the most vulnerable place, and sets it off, That person, whoever did that, is not the type of person who wants to negotiate with anybody?
Obviously, that person's not doesn't believe that the negotiation is going to go anywhere. I don't know whether they want to or not, but they clearly don't think that they have any power to negotiate.
Well, it seems to me that they don't want to negotiate. They want to kill you. They want to kill you. They don't want to negotiate with
you. Okay, so throughout human history, generally what you find with suicide bombers is suicide bombers generally only occur in occupied territory. They're usually the subjected people in occupied territory.
Right, and if
what you don't find is you don't find enemies, occupying soldiers strapping themselves with bombs and going and killing themselves.
Plus, if your neighborhood is occupied by soldiers who are known for killing your friends and family members, odds are good you're not going to feel like a negotiation is going to work at that point. Those soldiers, they're not. Their job is not to negotiate with you. They're not there to have a chit chat. They're not there to share ideas. They're there to kill.
Yeah, especially if this particular group of people has been threatening for hundreds of years to wipe that particular enemy out of existence.
Who are you talking about?
Are we talking about the Vietnam at this point?
The point I'm trying to make is, hasn't John Kerry figured out yet that the Palestinians do not want to negotiate with the Israelis? Kill them, like the rest of the Middle East.
Yeah, the Israeli and Palestinian situation is really, really touchy because everybody feels like they have the right to that land. And the fact is the Palestinians continue to lose land. The best solution, in my opinion, to the Israeli situation is give every Palestinian $40,000 and send them someplace else, because with that money, they can build a new life. These people are in poverty. They can't get goods. They can't get food. They can get food. They can't get building materials. They can't get all kinds of things.
There are many Israelis that are in poverty, too.
What's that?
There are many Israelis that are in poverty.
It's not because of Palestinians.
Thanks, Sharon, for the call tonight. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. Let's continue with Bill, listening in Jackson, Mississippi, to WPBQ. Hey, Bill.
Hi, guys. Just one quick point. If you look back in history, Kennedy was a lot like Ron Paul, because he was trying to stop the Vietnam War before it ever got started, and he was also opposed to the way the Federal Reserve was operating, and he tried to bring it down. Of course, Ron Paul tried to get an audit of the Federal Reserve, and Kennedy also knew how corrupt the CIA was at the time. And if you go back 10 years ago, the History Channel had a 45-minute video called The Guilty Men, and it's still available on YouTube. So you can go to YouTube and see that 45-minute video, and it explains a lot about Kennedy and also how Johnson was involved. And of course, after Kennedy was killed, Johnson just opened up the Vietnam War and let the generals do what they wanted to do. So it was very corrupt during that time.
Yeah, it's hard to know what went on around the Kennedy assassination. There have been a lot of, there's a lot of stories. We've heard deathbed sort of confessions and that sort of thing, but it doesn't seem to move the American public much, sadly.
That 45-minute video will prove that Johnson was involved in the killing of Kennedy, and it's proven. In that 45-minute video that the History Channel had 10 years ago, and they were ostracized by the intellectual community when they ran it, but it's available on YouTube.
Thanks, Bill, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you as well. You know, Mark, we started out the show tonight talking about immigration, and I pulled up the poem, The New Colossus. I just kind of figured it'd be a good way to wrap things out here tonight and kind of look at the ideal behind what the United States was supposed to be and what it has fallen far, far from.
Or at least one poet's interpretation, right?
It was an important enough poem that they emblazoned it on the Statue of Liberty. So it's not like this is your average poem about immigration. This is the one that appears on a plaque, a bronze plaque, inside the actual Statue of Liberty. And it goes as follows. Not like the brazen giant of Greek fame, with conquering limbs astride from land to land, here at our sea-washed sunset gates shall stand a mighty woman with a torch, whose flame is the imprisoned lightning, and her name, Mother of Exiles. From her beacon hand glows worldwide welcome. Her mild eyes command the air-bridged harbor that twin cities frame. Keep ancient lands your storied pomp, cries she with silent lips. Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses, yearning to breathe free. The wretched refuse of your teeming shore. Send these, the homeless, tempest-tossed, to me. I lift my lamp beside the golden door.
This is what America meant to people for decades. You know, decades. This is what America was. It was a place for people to come. And
any people.
Right, any people. And the fact is, immigration rules were extraordinarily lax at the time. Yet, did they follow the rules? Yes, because the rules were incredibly lax. That doesn't make it okay. And let's point out there were plenty of illegal Irish and Italian immigrants and lots of other types. They still came here. They learned the language. And They built this country.
It was a beacon of liberty, but what is America now to the rest of the world? You think about that. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com. Enjoy your weekend.
If your mom or loved one lives alone, one call to Life Watch can end your worries for their safety. We're here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you call us right now, we'll send you absolutely free an information-packed report on the 9 most important things you need to know to make sure your parents are safe when living alone. It's completely free. Call us right now. 800-522-8286. Put your mind at ease with Life Watch. Dial 800-522-8286.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity mineral makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.